The laws of Netilas Yadayim. We're up to chapter 161, Kuf Samachalav. Dinei Chatzitzo Tzvila Uboi Chasivim. We're going to talk about the laws of interference and immersion. Interference meaning that your hands have to dip into the water if you're going to use it, or when you pour the water, can be no mark. That's called a chatzitzo. Okay? Subsection 1. Kol davar ha-chaytzit b'tfilas kol aguf chaytzit b'netilas yadayim. Any item that would be considered an interruption when you're immersing your whole body would also be considered an interruption on your hand by netilas yadayim. Shekol ma shetiknu chachomim tiknu ke'en shel Torah. For whenever the rabbis, everything that the rabbis instituted, they copied the similar way of the Torah. So just like when you're immersing from the Torah, you need to be free of any chatzitzes, those same chatzitzes will also be a problem when it's a rabbi's immersion, when it's, in this case, Netilas Yadayim. Ulefikach tzarich lezoyer mikol davar shemakpid malav la'asir lefamim. So therefore, one needs to be careful if you have anything on your hands that occasionally you would take it off, you don't want it to be there, you got to remove it. You can't wash your hands while you have something. Basically, what is considered to be an interruption? What's considered to be an interruption? A wedding ring you take off sometime. That's what you'll notice. The people always, before they go to wash, they take off their rings. They take off the ring.
Well, the
man as well. Men too. Yeah. But the same thing would be true if you have anything else, if you have dirt on your hand, or you have, we'll see soon.
You told us ink also.
Keep going. But it says, Tsoya shetachas hatzipoyden, sheloi keneged hatzip habosar. Let's say, underneath the fingernails, that area which is not on top of the flesh, what's sticking out, what's not out of the flesh. Dahainu, we're talking about if the nail goes beyond the flesh and it goes out, that has to be removed. If there is schmutz underneath that extra, then you must remove it before you wash your hands. Why? Because most people are particular about this because it's repugnant when your fingers and nails are dirty, and therefore it's not bottle, it's not secondary to the hand, we don't just ignore it. So even if this particular person doesn't care about it, it would be considered a chatzitza for him too, even though you don't care about it, because generally people do. Most people do care about it, so we don't go by each individual, you know, whether he cares about it or not. Even if this person is a slob, he doesn't care about his, doesn't matter, because if most people do it, then it's considered something that you have to remove, and it's not both. Yes, what were you going to say?
There are some professions, unfortunately, that stain the hands like a dye.
Oh, we'll see. That could be a problem. If we're going to see that if a painter or somebody who's job is such, and there's some inherent things. We'll see about it in a minute. Ubatzik shetach hatzipoyden, afilu keneged habosar. Sometimes you have dough which is underneath the nails. You see, he makes a distinction over here whether your nails are long or your nails are short. If your nails are long, so that the nail protrudes, goes beyond the flesh, that's what we're talking about over here. But the area which is underneath the nail, which is still above the flesh, that's not something which people are particular about. That's not what we're talking about here. That would be okay. However, if you have dough underneath there, you're kneading dough, and dough gets caught underneath the nail, that's considered, even if it's neck underneath the flesh. Most people who are particular don't leave dough underneath their fingernails, even in the area which is between the nail and the flesh. And that would be a chatzitza for all people when they wash their hands. Now, what do we do if... Yeah, when? Some people, when the sink is inside, when it's inside, in Israel it's better. I think in Europe it's like that. In all of Europe, they have the toilet, and then they have... They don't call it a bathroom. They call it a toilet. That's what they call it. Because it's not a bathroom. It's really a toilet separate, and that's separate. And that, but washing your hands, you're better off outside of the toilet. You know, by us, you know, it's a washroom already. It's not. You have a. It's a combination of various different. A closet, yeah, a wash closet.
The bath is in there, and the shower's in.
Yeah, yeah. So in any event. So he says here like this, what do you do if you have a bandage? Ritiya sha'al basari. If you have a bandage on your flesh, on your hand, you know, and what are you going to wash? What are you going to do? So you made some maka ele michush malma. If it's not like you have a wound over there that has to be covered, but it's just... you know, something bugging you over there, you just cover it. In other words, if it's easy for you just to return, to turn, take it off and put it back on. So, he says, if it's just, there's no wound over there, it's just something bothering you over there, you are able to remove it whenever you wish, then you must remove it before washing. But if there is a wound over there, so bless you. The person does not have to wash at all that area. So, like you wash around it, you don't have to wash. You don't wash at that spot where the bandage is. As will be explained, we'll learn later on about it in the chapter 162 over there in subsection 15.
Can you remind me, are we talking about washing before bread or washing in the morning?
Wash before bread. But a lot of these things would apply to washing before the toast. Most of the laws apply to there too, as well. But most of the spend the time is over here by washing. It's a more clear and a more direct rule from the rabbis to wash before you eat bread. The other thing has other various different reasons why we wash in the morning. I mean, it's also in the Talmud that you wash your hands in the morning, but... in the most of the laws are really in over here, but they would apply to there too.
In the morning, it's to get rid of the evil spirit.
Yeah, in the one level, and also like a coin, and yeah, there's also to clean your hands in a way too. Now in subsection Gimel, he says titha boides v'titha yitzrim. Talk about various different kinds of mortars. He calls it the pit mortars, or the mortars that are the craftspeople. Problem with that is shame nidbokim b'yoyse. They stick very very strongly. And they prevent the water to go underneath them. So if you have some mud on your hand, or you have some of the mortar on your hand, you're a craftsman, and it doesn't come off easily. Also other mortar, other mud, when it dries out, it doesn't, and it sort of it's connected to the flesh, whether it's on the hand, whether it's underneath the nail, even what's next to the flesh, that would be considered a chatzitza, an interruption. Alim kinu davar mud, unless it would be something very minute. She'ein derech b'nei odin lahak b'dolov lasir. That people don't are not particular to remove it. It's a very small amount, then it's okay. And he says here, kisharoichetz u'manake yodov. If the person would not normally remove it when he's cleaning and washing his hands, he would ignore that amount, that minute amount, then when he's washing until he's dying for Suda, he doesn't have to worry about it either. V'u'adin le'botek v'tsoya. The same thing would actually apply to dough and tsoya, that if imei ma'at kol kach, if it's just so minute, she'ein derech reich pneod lak, the love that most people don't care about it, ein echoytzetz, afilu shleke neged abosar, then it will not be considered an interruption, even if it's not next to the flesh. So basically, if it's a very small amount, and who determines that? I mean, the person estimates and says, if it's an amount that he thinks that people are not particular, that would not constitute a chatzitza, and you don't have to remove it before washing your hands for the Tzilas Yomayim. V'im hu makbid olav, choytzetz af al pi, she'ein harev b'neod makbid malav. So here he says, if the person himself, he happens to be a very OCD, you know, he has to be, it's to be perfect, you know. So if he has like one little thing over here, he's not going to stop, he's going to get it off, it's not going to. So over there, you have to be stringent. That person, to him, it's an interruption, because for him, he doesn't allow these pieces, so he can't wash his hands for the tilas yadayim. Even makvidlov chaytzitz, even though majority people, that doesn't bother them, but this particular individual, it bothers him. So then you have to remove it. So he says, the fact, he says, the custom is not to clean off your fingernails, to remove the mortar which is underneath the nails, koid manadila, before washing, is because most people are not particular to remove it. But basically, if the person is particular, as I said before, then he should remove it. He says in the parentheses, he says, most people don't care. He's saying in our countries where the Shulchan Aruch is taken from, where they lived, people weren't particular about these little things, you know, under the nails, they didn't care. So therefore, so it won't also make an interruption as far as for washing the hands, if it is opposite the flesh. Even if it's a very strong mortar, it's a strong tit, a strong mud, it's of the craftspeople mud, the bird is considered to be a strong one, it sticks very strong, but people don't care about it. The Alter Rebbe says, okay, so that's why people are not going to go ahead and brush off their nails before they're going to wash the head. But if you particularly, you are particular, then you got to remove it. Because for you, it's considered an interruption. So here it's interesting. When most people do care about it, even you should not care about it, you would still be an interruption for you. We don't go by you, we go by most people. But when you are particular and most people are not, for you, it's considered an interruption. So we're always this more stringent.
Yes, Emrim, she called over, she knew Ibn Adam, I makpid no love, Alpish, who makpid bottled, died in the Kolodom. There's a dissenting opinion that says that if it's something that most people don't care about, and the fact that you care about it, that doesn't bother us, we go by most people. Even if you are particular, even individual, we don't care by the person, we go by most people. Yes, Lismach, Al-Divreim, until Shadayim. So he says we can rely on their words as far as washing the hands. Sheikra medivri sofrim, that it's mainly from the words of the rabbis. But not when we're talking about immersing the whole body. So over there, we cannot be lenient. If you care, if you're particular about it, then you have to remove it.
But blue collar versus white.
What do you mean?
Oh. So white collar work is a person who works and doesn't get his hands dirty.
Yeah, but you know, actually,
have no choice, but they.
Yeah, but even the white collar gets sometimes the ink from the cartridges.
The
cartridges, you get your hands.
They were more of a tradesman, they were farmers, they were dirty, you can't get it out of your fingers.
I used to have, I had one of my teachers at a young age,
was a very religious man. He was an older fellow with a long white beard. Yeah, we were in fifth grade or something like that. We were young kids, maybe 11 or something, 10, 11, 9, 10, 11, something like that. And he's teaches, but he was a very, very religious man. He was very, you know, super and very distinguished. So he'd have by himself such a filing rock. And before he'd wash, just in case, if he got ink on his hand or he had something, he would file down and he would make sure that his hands were clean before he went to wash. That's what I saw him do that. Yeah. Had a stone that would sort of clean off of the... But if it's a situation where you have long nails, they go beyond the flesh. So every person needs to clean the tit and the tzoya, the mortar, the dirt that's underneath them. Most people are particular with those parts that are sticking out, that those nails, that should be clean. Most people are particular, and even if you don't care, it's still going to be a chatzitza for you. The only difference would be if it's just a drop, which you don't care. So it's the quantity that would make a difference, but the under the nail, which is protruding outside the flesh over there, people are particular. Now Shabbos, you have a problem.
Can't wear gloves.
When?
Oh, the Shabbos.
You can't.
So today people wear gloves and trades, so there's less chance of that happening. Sorry, but what do you say about Shabbos?
With Shabbos, we have a problem because you're not allowed to cut your nails. You're not allowed to scrape off your nails either. You can't file your nails.
Right.
So during the weekday, you can clean it off by filing it down. So he says on Shabbos, what do? With Shabbos, you have to squeeze the underneath the nail. So making sure that you don't grind, you don't do anything to the nail while you try to remove the mortar. So you should squeeze, on the flesh.
Could your rabbi have used the pumice stone on Shabbos?
No.
To get
no.
the rough
no,
stuff?
No, this is the
only
no.
Yeah, that's what
no, because that's rubbing. Yeah.
That would be like filing.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you supposed to make sure
but you could soak it
Friday night that everything is clean on Shabbos?
Yeah. Well, maybe, but maybe during Shabbos day. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, but if he didn't do it, I don't know. It's just telling you, you have to be careful on Shabbos itself when you wash. Let's do one more halacha here. Sarich nizoyer b'tzipen shepirshu me'utu lokutz oiso. If you have a nail, a toenail or a fingernail, that is partially come off, that would be a chatzitza. You need to remove it totally. So he says, sarich nizoyer b'tzipen shepirshu me'utu lokutz oiso shechatzitza. Because it is an interruption if it's only partially cut. As I explained, okay, let's do one more.
So could you physically cut it off then?
You're not allowed to.
So what do you mean by take it off?
What?
You tear it off? Is that allowed?
No, we're talking about before Shabbos, not on Shabbos. No, Shabbos. This halach is not talking on Shabbos, no.
But at least if you have a hangnail during Shabbos.
You do it with your teeth in an unusual way to allow that.
Bite your fingernails. I think that's one of the worst. I think that's one of the worst habits. Biting fingernails.
It's a nervous
thing.
Okay. Let's see. So now let's do one more sieve over here, subsection 5. Hey. Hadyoy, ink. Vahatseva, that's paint. Lachim, while they're moist, ain't chotzitzim. They don't chotzitzim, nation, emuchim, b'mayim. Because they dissolve in the water, so that's okay. But yveshim chotzitzim, but if they're dry, they do interrupt. V'hu sheyesh, mamoshes, hatseva, l'yodov. it's only apply would only be interruption if there's some substance of the paint on your hands. But if you only have the coloring of the paint, but there's no substance, then it does not interrupt. A person who is a painter, that's what he does for a living. So for that person, so by him, the paint does not consider an interruption on his hand. Even though there is actual substance of this coloring on his hand, a person whose craft, he is either a shoychet or he's a butcher, and his hands are always dirty with blood, that's not considered an interruption. Same thing, somebody who sells grease. Even though most people would care about it, but the most storekeepers, most of these kind of crafts people they don't constitute a chatzitza for those people because they use this all the time. But another person who isn't accustomed to these kinds of stuff, there would be an interruption even if he doesn't care. It's only an exemption for those that actually work in that field, that's not a chatzitza for them. He says, the women, they color their hands. Not sure exactly, but there's no coloring. Lenoi for beauty. For some other similar reasons. That coloring does not interrupt. Assuming there's no substance to it, or assuming because all the women do it, do so, not sure.
You know, Sephardic women do henna.
Henna for marriage, what's that?
Yeah.
When they do, I'm not sure. Because of miut hayad, this is only if there's a part of the hand. But if most of the hand is covered with something that has a substance, that would be an interruption even for those who normally don't care. They would still be considered an interruption.